Dr. Pinsky dictating email AME on August 30 regarding Henry Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Henry Torres is a 60-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6/12/19 when he was lifting heavy concrete blocks. He believes he injured his lower back but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be diagnosis of disc bulging at L2-3. L3-4 plus a herniation. He specifies this was a mild broad herniation across the disc margin at L4-5 and a broad herniation across the disc margin at L5-S1. This has been treated without surgical intervention. He completed his course of active care on 9/15/21. He denies accepting any injections either. As per his claim petition, Mr. Torres alleges injuring his back while lifting at work on 6/12/19. Treatment records show he was seen at urgent care 5 days later on 6/17/19. He stated he had lower back pain after lifting concrete blocks at work. He had been working since then, but was now complaining of some numbness and abnormal sensation in his left thigh. He was already on or was prescribed cyclobenzaprine and ibuprofen for diagnosis of a lumbosacral strain. On 6/18/19, he was seen at AtlanticCare Occupational. He had been taking ibuprofen, and his pain was now 2/10. He also complained of continued intermittent tingling to his left buttock and left thigh. They added a diagnosis of left-sided sciatica, for which he was continued on medication and modified work. He returned on 2/4/20 and was cleared for regular duty, but he also was referred for an MRI of the lumbar spine. He did undergo x-rays on 6/25/19 to be inserted here. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 2/14/20 to be inserted here. At their visit of 2/7/20, he reported low back pain with numbness into both thighs. He was also referred for a course of physical therapy. In the paragraph, Mr. Torres was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Woods, W-O-O-D-S, on 3/3/20. He had completed two courses of physical therapy after the initial injury and more recently. Pared had provided some relief, but he was still taking cyclobenzaprine and ibuprofen, which helps but does not take the pain away. He had not had any oral steroids, spinal injections, or back surgery. Upon exam, sensation was intact to light touch from the L2 through S2 dermatomes bilaterally, with the exception of subjective numbness in the left leg, anterior thigh, lateral thigh, and lateral calf compared to the right. Slump sitting examination on the left elicits slow back pain. Palpation elicited tenderness across the lumbar spine midline and lumbar paraspinal and underlying lower lumbar facets at L4-5, spinous process level and slightly proximal. He recommended, especially he expressed he had symptoms following the L5 dermatome. appeared, however, there were no MRI findings to indicate nerve compression. It appeared it was possible he was experiencing chemical radiculitis from the L5-S1 herniated disc that is impinging upon the fecal sac. It appeared electrodiagnostic. Testing was then ordered, period. This was done on 9:30, 20 to be inserted here, period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Woods, running through 10, 28, 20, period. On this occasion, he had a purely sensory neuropathy in the dermatomal distribution. He reports this consistent with lateral femoral cutaneous neuropathy. Appeared to discuss treatment with ultrasound-guided nerve block. Appeared to have started on diclofenac, and physical therapy had been completed. Period. He was referred to Dr. Armstrong for the injection, but I'm not in receipt of documentation to show that it was actually completed. Period. As noted above, Mr. Torres denied sustaining any, undergoing any injections in this matter. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed chafing of the knees bilaterally. Period. There were also small abrasions on both legs. Period. The right patella deep tendon reflex was 0-1 /2. And on the left was 1/2. Paired Achilles reflexes with 2/2 bilaterally. Paired the rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 55 degrees. Paired extension bilateral rotation of the side banner were accomplished fully without discomfort. Paired was tender in the midline at L3. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 75 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired the rest of that section is normal. On 6/12/19, Henry Torres injured his back lifting heavy blocks of concrete. Paired. He sought treatment on 6/17/19 and was initiated on conservative care with this urgent care facility. Paired. He then followed up with occupational health and underwent x-rays to be inserted. Period. He had continued conservative care but remained symptomatic. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 2/14/20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He was also seen by Dr. Woods, who continued him on therapy and medications. Period. EMG failed to identify any lumbosacral radiculopathy. Period. Clinical exam with Dr. Woods, in fact, showed intact sensation, particularly towards the tail end of his treatment. Period. Injection therapy was discussed, but was not completed. Period. New paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Torres found there to be somewhat variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Although supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back tenderness at very obtuse angles that are not clinically significant, seated straight leg raise maneuvers were negative bilaterally, and there was a negative slump test. Period. This belied his exam with Dr. Woods. Period. He had skin changes on the lower extremities, suggestive of ongoing physically rigorous activities, including kneeling and crawling. Period. There was slightly diminished patella reflex on the right. Period. Sensation was intact bilaterally. Period. New paragraph. There is 5 to 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. This is not only attributed to the subject event, but also his age and the natural degenerative process. Period. And